Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Tracy DeGeer, and I'm sitting with Liz Chappella talking about her poster, Comparison of Antibodies Against F480 and IBO1 for Immunohistochemistry Detection of Murine Macrophages. Hi, Liz, and thank you so much for taking time to sit down with me this morning. I hope you're enjoying the convention.
I am. I'm having a great time.
Good. So tell me a little bit about your poster. Is this the first time that you've done a poster for the NSH convention?
This is actually our third poster. Actually, the fifth poster I've done for NSH.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So I did a couple long time ago, probably around 2001, 2003, and just for the last 3 years I've been trying to do a poster a year.
We did one
last year, one the year before, and now this is our third poster. Recent poster.
Oh my goodness. So tell me, what makes this poster for your comparison against F480 and IBO1 so special?
Well, what was unique is that for people that work in research and working with mouse and staining CD markers in mouse, we're always searching for ones that are going to work in paraffin sectioning. And traditionally, to stain mouse macrophages, most people use F480. But we ran into the antibody IBA1 when we started staining microglia in brain. And it's quite a nice antibody. And we thought, well, microglia are kind of brain macrophages. So can we do this on other peripheral tissue samples to see if it would stain positive for peripheral tissue macrophages in mice?
So what was the most challenging piece to actually doing the staining and putting together the poster for you?
The challenging thing is, first of all, coming with a concise idea of what you're going to do and what you're going to test, because you want to have a little scientific experiment kind of going on in the poster. The other thing is hoping that it turns out well, because you don't know whether it's going to work or not, and that can be challenging, and then just putting all the information together in the poster format. But since we already had a format in PowerPoint from previous posters, that part was a little bit easier.
I completely get that piece of it. That is usually the most challenging piece. So what was the most fun and exciting piece of putting your poster together?
The interesting thing is what we found out is, first of all, that IBA1 does stain peripheral tissue macrophages, and it has been documented in the literature that F480 is not much of a lung macrophage marker, but we actually showed that and demonstrated that within this poster, because the lung sections with the F480 didn't really stain visibly for any macrophages, but the IBA1 did. So that was interesting. IBA1 is a little unique a bit because the marker required a dual retrieval, so it's a heat retrieval on top of pepsin. So maintaining nice tissue integrity and nuclear detail can sometimes be challenging, but we were able to do that also.
So if you had one thing that you wanted people to walk away with after seeing your poster, what would that be?
That would be, I think, to try things, and if you have an idea, to try it, to see if what you think would work does work, or what you think would stain does stain, and just give it a shot.
If you actually were to have people expand on your research from this poster, what kind of advice would you give them, or if you were to expand on in your own lab, where would you go with it?
Well, we actually have future directions with this poster, because we found out we didn't modify our initial IHC protocols, and they were not sometimes optimized for the certain tissue samples that we had. We had a little bit of background staining with the IBA1. It was probably related to the dual retrieval. but we wanted to expand on the study and first of all look at some other different vendor antibodies that are on the market. We wanted to optimize the protocols a little bit more because we think that we might be missing some things with some of the staining. And then we also wanted to test a panel of both male and female mice, like five or six each, male and female, so we do a little more thorough study. But the interesting thing about IVA1 is it also cross-reacts in multiple species. So instead of just F480 being a mouse macrophage marker, IVA1, we've been shown it to at least in brain, stain in rabbit, canine, sheep, and porcine. So it's a kind of nice antibody, one protocol that you can use on multiple species.
So you do have a lot of directions that you could actually take this poster in the future.
Yes, a lot.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for taking time to sit down and talk with us about the directions your posters may go in the future with this particular topic and for sharing your poster with us. And we look forward to seeing some additional posters from your team in the future.
You can plan on that.
I really appreciate your time this morning, and thank you so much for sharing with us this
morning.
Thank you.
Michelle Hart's coming right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.